This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Yes, it's the 5th day of December, and there's a certain tinge of Christmas in the air, I have to say. Maybe it's all the Appeal concerts that are beginning to have an effect. I think they certainly are. But Grace with the buzz is here. Grace, good to see your good self.
Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
Looking more than a little festive yourself. We might take that mic down a small bit to your good self there.
How's that?
I'm loving the Christmas jumper.
Do you love it? Do you really love it?
I love it.
This is honestly my most prized possession. I want to wear this all year round.
Come on, describe it.
So, obviously, as you know, I'm a huge Beatles fan and I'm a big Christmas fan. The two have met because where I've seen this was the inspiration was the Late Late Toy Show.
Ah.
Ryan Tuberty donned this jumper 1 year and I just said, I have to have this jumper.
So it will be mine.
It will be mine. Oh, yes, it will be mine.
Yes.
Bit of Wayne's World for you, yeah?
See, I like it.
Movies always on the mind. So it's quite a large jumper, so I'm really getting my money.
Well, now, look, we'll have to get you to stand up there a bit because we'll see the camera here. Hold on now. Now we've got you.
There you go. We've got the Beatles.
Very nice.
Isn't it fabulous?
It's fabulous.
It was not cheap. Let's just say that.
Well, I doubt if it was.
So I love the toy show, but I've had to hide my credit cards while I'm watching the toy show because, again,
temptation always in the way.
Saw Ryan Tuberty wearing it. Mm. Spent my entire night after the toy show looking online for it, and I found it. So yes, it is my most prized possession. Not just because of the cost, just very impressionable. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very festive buzz today with Grace, and it's the toy show day as well that I am not allowed to watch with a credit card.
Or
a few festive drinks in me. So.
Absolutely. 100%.
So
now,
Christmas movies.
We were talking a little about Christmas movies off air, and you mentioned one in particular, which I have to say is a fine place in my heart, which is The Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Now, I brought in all my most treasured items, and they all kind of revolve around Christmas and movies, but my brother Garrett, thank you Garrett, gifted me this. Can you see
it? Oh, look at that.
It is a little bauble of Clark Griswold.
Literally being electrocuted. In a very humorous way, can I say.
Isn't that what Christmas is all about? And obviously that famous line by his wife, Ellen Griswold, in it. It's the holidays and we're all in misery.
Well, there you have it. Great to see their little faces light up.
Do you know that line was improvised?
Was it?
Yeah, that line, yeah. And do you know another great line that was improvised?
Go on, from that same movie.
No, a different movie.
Go on.
I'm just going to give you the line and see if you know the movie. Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, Die Hard.
Yes.
100%.
Which, for me, I don't know. How are you feeling about Die Hard being a Christmas movie?
Well, I was looking at a recent poll and it's been ousted as a Christmas movie.
To me, it's the ultimate Christmas movie.
Would you think so?
I love it. It's just, for me, it's not Christmas. So again, another prized treasure possession.
What's that?
Again, thank you, Garrett. All these gifts from my brother.
Oh, look at that.
It is a little countdown of Hans Gruber.
Yes.
Being pushed from the Nakatomi Tower. So what are we today?
Oh my God.
The 5th. So there we are.
To actually move him up and down the tower.
Yeah. God. Just a poor.
The great minds to think of this.
Alan Rickman. It was his first. He had just been doing television and stage, but it was his movie debut.
Great actor, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
A massive loss.
Sadly missed.
Yes, that absolutely. To get that reaction when they dropped him from the Nakatomi Tower, he was afraid of heights. He was famously afraid
so
of heights.
So I believe.
Which anyone would be if you're going to be plummeting from a tower.
A major construction.
And actually, the Nakatomi Tower was the Fox Studios headquarters.
Was it?
And it was still under construction while Die Hard was being filmed around it.
That's mad.
And there was other people in offices working while the movie was going on. And there was constant noise complaints about, obviously, you know, Die Hard. That's a loud, lot high octane action.
A lot of pyrotechnics there.
A lot of it. And Bruce Willis actually damaged his ears permanently from the loud pops from the prop guns. But no, Alan Rickman, to get that reaction as he's falling, they released his harness a couple of seconds before. So they were obviously counting down from like five. So they were like, okay, we're going to drop you when it gets to. So five, four, boom, gone. So he wasn't expecting it. So down from the tower he came. So, yeah. So obviously,
no matter, the man perished early on.
With the fright. But there was a lot. There was a good few injuries. Bruce Willis, Bruce Willis for most of that movie is wearing like his white vest and his jeans, and he's crawling through vents and everything. And he's in bare feet a lot. They had to make him rubber prosthetic feet running through all the glass.
My God.
Yeah, all these little facts and everything. So those are the diehard facts. But another fun fact about National Lampoon's.
Go on.
Do you know the famous rant? Well, so look, how old is this movie? So if you haven't seen it, look, forgive me for the spoiler alert. The ultimate, the ending of the movie results in his boss, Clark's boss, being kidnapped, as you know, and being brought to the house. The rant about his boss, you know, that famous rant, and I'm not going to go into it because I don't think it's safe for air. But at the end of it, he's like, where's the Tylenol? All improvised.
Wow.
Yeah, he was Chevy Chase. He was famous for improvising the scenes. And again, that famous line.
An amazing movie.
It's the holidays. We're all in misery.
I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer just to remind people of that.
Is it safe?
National Lampoon. Well, I hope so, because we're going to give it a spin here now. Okay. National Lampoon Vacation.
Here we go.
Roll the trailer there. 1989, by the way. Jolly, jolly, la la
la la la la la. After vacationing across America and throughout Europe.
Take it, Russ.
This holiday season, the Griswolds are going to play it safe.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck!
Oops. They're staying at home.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
Hope you're not getting sap all over your sweater, Clark.
All Clark wants is a quiet, old-fashioned Christmas.
Sorry. Got a little knot here. You can work on that.
What he's going to get is the gift that keeps on living.
Merry Christmas.
His family.
We didn't come to impose.
Oh, it's so good. And he's just standing. What is it? Is it Cousin Eddie?
Eddie, yeah.
And the clothes. And is it Randy Quaid, is it?
Randy Quaid, you're dead right, yeah.
He took his inspiration from the character of Eddie from someone in real life who he knew. He designed, he took his clothing inspiration and everything, but I think we all have a Cousin Eddie in our lives. But before I leave you go, Christmas has gotten so stylish. And there's themes. But the theme of our family Christmas, like, this is what we were reared on. We were reared on Die Hard. We were reared on National Lampoon's. We were also reared on foil Christmas decorations.
Oh my God, are you bringing back the memories now?
What a blast.
Here, stand up with that. We'd have to show that properly to the camera there.
I will never get it to go
look
back into its packaging.
Look at that.
Do you remember these? Look at
all
remember? Around.
I remember trying to put them up with tacks and stuff.
So our sitting room, our father, oh, my poor father, Pat. We had, is it stippling on the ceiling? Is
yeah,
it
that? Yeah, that is.
So we've tried thumbtacks, blue tack,
not the easiest
white
to do,
tack,
let me tell
you.
No,
and God forbid, if you left the sitting room and you closed the door with any kind of a gust or a draft, and all, because poor Pat, he used
down
to.
Down Christmas came.
Oh my God, he used to do it in a lovely kind of a zigzag crisscross pattern. The man spent the entire month of December putting things back up onto the
Irish version of National Lampoon's Vacation.
There you go, exactly. So there's a bit of Christmas nostalgia for you there now. So, and I brought in all my props.
Grace, listen, thank you so very much.
It's a pleasure.
It's been an education.
Enjoy the toy
Happy
show.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.